Here's one side effect of improved security in Baghdad. Iraq's prisons are overcrowded. The U.S. is helping to pay for at least three new facilities, but overcrowding is only one of the problems. NPR's Lourdes de Garcia Navarro reports.
Every time the gate to the Rasafa prison in Baghdad opens and a bus comes out, Salima Mohammed Sulman cranes her neck excitedly. She's been told her son will be released today.
I feel crazy. I keep wondering what he felt, what he said when they told him he was going to be released. Was he crying, laughing? It's been 8 months since they took him.
The hours pass in the dust and heat. Salima sits in a cluster of four other relatives, swathed in torn black veils. Time drags, and her sister begins to wail. He is innocent, she cries over and over. Salima says police beat her son during those first days of detention at the police station near her home. They wanted to extract a confession from him, she says. She tried everything to get him released, even bribing a corrupt cop.
Every side wanted something from us. We paid one policeman. He promised to release him, so we paid $2,600. Then we started to call him, and he switched off his phone, and we called and called. Then he disappeared.
Her story is far from uncommon. There are two separate prison systems in Iraq today. The American military holds around 20,000 people. The Iraqis, as of December, have around 26,000 people in their Iraqi-run facilities. In 2004, the Abu Ghraib prison scandal rocked the U.S. A year later, though, Iraq's own prison system came under scrutiny when secret detention facilities run by the Ministry of Interior were discovered. Now, a United Nations human rights report says that the Iraqi system is still riven with abuse.
There is progress. I cannot say it's dramatic. I mean, we're still a long way.
Maria Soledad Paso is a human rights officer for the United Nations mission in Iraq. She says she's visited prisons and detention facilities and spoken to those being held.
Almost all of them with whom I talked have been subjected to abuse, ill-treatment, torture, depending on the degree. Mostly during the interrogation by detaining authorities.
That means the police and the Iraqi army. These abuses, she says, happen in large part because to get a conviction in Iraq, you need a confession.
They still rely almost 100% on having a confession. And how do we achieve a confession? By applying pressure or force of some kind.
There are even more serious allegations. Sources say that at the Rasafa prison, for example, Sunni prisoners have regularly disappeared. General Juma Hussein sits at his desk while the call to prayer echoes through the Rasafa compound. He runs the prison system in Iraq and is based here. He denies the charges of prisoner abuse.
After the U.S. invasion, the Iraqi prison system changed. It's different now than it was under Saddam Hussein. The food, the shelter we give them is different than before. We now apply human rights inside the prisons.
There is no doubt that there is more oversight than there was before. William Gallo is the American director of the Law and Order Task Force, which has its headquarters just next door to the Rasafa prison. He says that the Iraqi prison system is still facing a number of challenges.
It's a combination of many, many factors. Work ethic, lack of automation to track prisoners through the system, influences that are outside pressures that are brought to bear as well.
He says many people stay in detention far longer than they should.
We have had prisoners over there at the Rasafa prison for 4 years without having seen a judge and without having any charges lodged against them.
NPR was allowed to speak with two detainees. Both said that they had yet to see a lawyer or a judge after months behind bars. The Law and Order Task Force is in the process of putting in a kind of on-site legal aid office at Rasafa. It will help process the detainees at this facility, but there are dozens of prisons all over Iraq with the same problems. And the backlog is about to get worse. Iraq's parliament passed an amnesty law that will potentially release thousands of prisoners. But each case will have to be reviewed by a panel of judges. Back outside the prison, a policeman reads off the names of those about to be released. He finishes without mentioning Salima Mohammed Sulman's son. He's not on the list, she cries. There is no one to ask what has happened to him, when or even if he'll be let go. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.